You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, the Development Bank of Southern Africa today gave us their audited financial statements for the year ended 31 March 2024. They also had a nice results presentation happening in Johannesburg that I attended a little earlier on. And the results were quite interesting to reflect on. The business has certainly been quite busy for a development finance institution. And I'm joined on the line by the Chief Financial Officer of the DBSA, Zodwa Mbele, to take a look at the company's performance and where to from here. Good evening, Zodwa. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with your reflections on the year that was. Certainly not the easiest of operating environments for any company, but how did you reflect on it as the development bank?
Yeah, certainly, Jimmy. Thank you so much for the opportunity. As you have alluded to the fact that it was not a very easy environment, but I think it's pleasing to note that despite those challenges, we still manage to book very good quality assets in our balance sheet, where we have seen the disbursement to a tune of about 17 billion. And this is the second time we're achieving such a number in the last 6 to 7 years as a bank. So that is very well pleasing from where we're sitting. But I think it's important to also note that it's not only the disbursement just for the sake of it. Even when we lend to sovereign, the sovereign lending is underpinned by the infrastructure development that is meant to change the life of the people on the ground, be it a social infrastructure that contributes towards the quality of life, or is it an economic infrastructure that will stimulate the economic development. So for us as a bank, we are quite pleased that even that new book is also diversified enough in looking at the three buckets that I've already spoken to in terms of the South African market, the municipalities that contribute to our quality of life, as well as the driving the economic development, but also the large drivers of the economic engine of the country, like the Transnet. A portion of that also went into that, and obviously outside South Africa as a region, we also provided extended loans to that are underpinned by Infra.
Zodwa, many people might not necessarily understand exactly the crux of what the Development Bank does in terms of the role that you play in the economy and in infrastructure development. Can you just take us through perhaps some of the projects that have been financed by the DBSA that have yielded more results or more contributions towards the greater economy?
A very good example would be the independent power producers. About 2.6 billion of our disbursement also went into that program. And that has helped everyone to see also the load shedding. Remember, it's contributing to the generation of additional capacity in terms of energy. So that's a very good example of what the bank does in terms of changing the lives of the people. So energy, obviously, in this case, stimulates the economic growth. And that's the kind of work we do. Looking at the municipalities, that's our big business for the bank. About 31% of our book is in the municipal sector. The likes of the city of Johannesburg, the likes of the mid-tier municipalities, we provide funding to those. Obviously, we know their role in our communities, what they play, as well as the stimulator as well in the economic development. But apart from the lending aspect, we also provide project preparation facilities, where we allow a project that has gone beyond the conceptual stage, that has gone beyond the pre-feasibility stage, but it's at a feasibility stage, where maybe it's just the last mile that needs to be fixed in order for a project to be bankable. We do provide that kind of financing, so it's a risk capital that we can provide to prove the fatal flaws that are remaining in a project for it to be bankable. So that's what we, and if it does become bankable, obviously we bank it together with other lenders as a bank. So we benefit, you know, from the efforts that we have put in earlier on in developing a project to a bankable stage. But what is also further unique with the DBSA is that we're not only playing in the financing aspect or proving bankability, but also in the implementation of the infrastructure for the social sectors, where we augment the capacity of the state. If you think about the public works that needs to build more schools on behalf of Department of Education or clinics on behalf of Department of Health, they do procure the services of the Development Bank. We have a division called Infrastructure Delivery Division within the bank, which is really extending the capacity or augmenting the capacity of the state in delivering those clinics, be it their refurbishment. But now the repayment on that has got nothing to do with the lending, but it's got to do with the management fees that we then, you know, recover in return as we execute on that mandate. So we play a very unique role than your typical financier when you add the IDD. Mm-hmm. Everything else that I've said, it's common to development finance institution to play in the early stage role as well as the financing aspect of it. But in the delivery aspect is very unique to South Africa and to DBSA.
Zodwa, at the results presentation, the stakeholder of the DBSA, that would be National Treasury, of course, the Deputy Minister mentioned quite importantly that the DBSA needs to play a more active role in fixing the municipalities side of things. And you mentioned, of course, that 31% of the DBSA's loan book is sitting with municipalities. And I want to look at this because the profit for the DBSA for the financial year was down 11%. And I imagine the challenges that exist within municipalities was in large part a contributor towards those profits declining. How do we address that, not just as a DBSA, but as all other stakeholders that are involved with municipalities?
Actually, the decline in our net profit has had nothing to do with the municipalities at all. It had to do with the foreign exchange movement gains that were less than compared to the previous year. I mean, the rand obviously devalued to a tune of about 3 rand last year compared to 1 rand 16 cents this year. And obviously, because we have foreign currency book denominated in foreign currency, so, you know, it was just a shift in that movement. It's got nothing to do with the municipalities. The munis, what we do that is different from possibly other people is that we get involved into the restructuring where municipalities will fall under distress, you know, under distress from the financial sustainability point of view. We'll obviously restructure the loan such that it becomes manageable and palatable in terms of the repayment. So could it be elongated, you know, the tenure of the loan, or could it be dropped in the interest that maybe open it up for a longer period of time. So there's various structures that we look into in terms of assisting the distressed municipalities. And that's really the competitive edge that the DBSA brings on the table. Now, the issue of municipalities, we've been at the game of the municipalities for more than 30 years. We know it better than any other institution because that has been our mainstream business all these times. The only difference is that at any given point in time, we do change our tactic on how we tackle the municipal approach. This time around, we've come up with the integrated municipal approach where we look at it from back, from beginning to end, almost cradle to grave. At any given time, at some point, we also seconded, you know, the grace-struck people who with experience deploying them in municipalities to augment the capacity. We've done all many a myriad of initiatives with municipalities over the years. And we, now and then we take stock and see whether are we still impactful within the municipal sector. So it remains a challenge forever to tackle some of the difficulties that they have. But definitely in terms of the collection of cash, 30% of the deficit, 33 billion that we have collected this year, is attributable to the municipalities. They pay us very well. And where there's problems with restructuring, as I said, we hardly write off. And I think it's very important that I need to say that. We hardly write off any repayment that was due from the municipalities, hardly. The only thing, obviously, you lose out in terms of the time rate of money, but in terms of the nominal terms, you still receive the money that we had spent over a longer period of time.
That's it. That's quite interesting. Where to for the DBSA from here after, or what's to look forward to in this new financial year? I know the CEO mentioned that there was a greater focus that needed to be placed on growth and in ensuring that the opportunities that are there available to the DBSA are taken advantage of. What do those opportunities look like, and what are the prospects looking like for the DBSA, but also for South Africa?
Yeah, I mean, if you focus on South Africa, you also see there's a huge need. Now that we have contributed so much on the energy generation capacity of energy, I think we have played a key role in there as a bank. However, there might be bottlenecks with the transmission lines, which has now been identified. So that requires another energy to be, you know, deployed in there. I'm talking as a resource, not energy as an electricity this time around. But in other words, we just need to focus our attention into the transmission financing mechanism that is also bespoke and very unique to transmission on a standalone basis. So those are the structures that we're looking at as a bank, and we're getting involved early on. We're not waiting for the projects to be ready for bankability. We're getting ready into crafting, co-creating the financial instrument that will be appropriate for the transmission lines. So those are great opportunities. Transnet, for instance, is giving us, it's also providing the market with huge opportunities. If you have been following Transnet with the private sector participation on some of the work that we have already started to be involved in, providing feasibility studies for that work to come out and be bankable by most players in the market. So there's more opportunities. And there's a lot that is happening as well in the green hydrogen space. We do know that it's quite a long-term game with the green hydrogen in terms of getting the projects to be bankable at this stage. But the, I mean, our focus is really still in that specs and in that area. Just transition, there's many opportunities. I mean, everyone else is no longer a brain yet. I think it's no longer topical. It's almost like a second nature to talk about greening our economy. You know, there's loads of opportunities coming in that sector. And we try to focus on the nascent technologies that will stimulate economic growth, that might contribute to the bigger agenda. Could it be food security? Could be, you know, other issues that we need to, global challenges that we need to be faced with. We also deploy our capital at that risk curve where no one wants to touch it because it's not yet proven. So we start to get involved at an early stage for such technologies as well. And then with the hope, obviously, we look at it, does it have a potential to move the needle in terms of addressing the global challenges? So we get involved in that. Obviously, further afield outside South Africa as well, there's plenty of opportunities that are coming in those markets, difficult as they may, but we are seeing quite a lot of some of the countries moving into infrastructure development, the roads, you know, Francophone countries, they are giving us more opportunities to focus our attention into. Countries like Angola, you know, where they are trying to decarbonize their economies. We know that their economy is so much dependent on fossil fuels, but it does provide an opportunity for institutions like BBSA, you know, to participate in their decarbonization strategy as a country. So there's also border post projects that we are linked in South Africa with other countries. So we also look into the regional integration, those projects that will connect more than one country in order to promote the Africa free continental trade agenda.
Mm. Opportunities are aplenty, and the DBSA is certainly well capitalized to help bring those opportunities to life and make them bankable. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Zodwa, for those insights and for the time. Zodwa Mbele, Chief Financial Officer of the Development Bank of Southern Africa, on their latest set of numbers for the financial year ended March 2024, as well as what opportunities lie ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.